It is the pre-match warm-up. We are back for the next 9 months or so. It's very, very exciting. It's Ian Ryan, Beth Lindup, Phil Blundell and Neil Atkinson. We will, of course, have Robbie Scotcher pretty much bang in the middle of this. But Beth, firstly, the manager's done a press conference. He boxed it at 9 o'clock this morning, so he was on it. Before we get stuck into kind of the football stuff, I do want to touch on Diogo Jota because he got mentioned. But I want to talk about it just briefly in the context of the football club and what they've done and how they've handled this. We're about to embark on a new season, but in terms of the summer, from the minute it happened to the point we're at now, the club could not have done any more and you couldn't ask any more of them.
No, I mean, it's an impossible situation, isn't it? And trying to navigate through that, there's no sort of one formula that is the right way to do it. But I think if there was, Liverpool would pretty much have stuck to it because they have been, like you say, impeccable, I think, from start to finish, the way that they have handled everything, and everything that they have done has been sort of in discussion with his family and in consideration of what they would like, and that is first and foremost the most important thing. And obviously it was announced a couple of weeks ago, sort of the various tributes that are being put in place, permanent tributes, and again, all of those I think are really fitting and totally hit the right note. And I think, you know, most of all, so much credit goes to Arne Slot for the way that he has handled it. He obviously handled the question well again this morning, but, you know, it's such a difficult thing for him to be faced with. And that interview that he gave, I think it was the first interview he gave to LFC TV in the aftermath, and, you know, he spoke about players being guided by their emotions, and I think he articulated the way that everyone connected to the club pretty much is feeling about, you know, you don't know how to act, you don't know what's appropriate to say or to do or to behave. And I think just him saying, you know, it's okay to just be guided by what you feel, and that's certainly what him and the players will be doing, was, you know, was spot on. And, you know, obviously he has so much credit in the bank from what he did on the pitch last season, but I think going forward now, the connection with him and the sense that he is absolutely the right man to lead this football club is stronger than ever.
Absolutely. He's been a credit to himself and the football club.